Hi, this is John in SC doing my second Hacker Public Radio episode. Today I wanted to talk about the local library. It's a resource that I think is really underused by a lot of people. I should say right off the bat that I am in America, and I realize that this might be different in other countries and even other states. I live in a small town and have a fairly small library. But it does a lot, and I have people talk to me all the time, and they say, you know, I really should get a library card, and I say, well, do it, but they wind up not doing it and sort of wishing they did, and I thought that might be a good subject for an episode. Library cards are still free, at least where I am. And in addition to the latest books, and I've always been a big reader and still check out lots and lots and lots of books. I go to the library probably twice a week for one reason or another. But they also have DVDs, audio books, magazines, reference material, of course. And my library actually has a magazine exchange program where you bring in magazines if you want to get rid of them and pick up magazines if you want to read the ones people brought in. You don't check them out. You don't keep them forever, do anything you want with them. It's just a way of exchanging old magazines that is really helpful. I've used it a lot. In fact, I read a lot of Linux magazines like Linux Journal, and I had 30 some issues of various Linux magazines that I dumped off at the library one day and came back 2 days later and they were all gone. So somebody got some use out of them. Wireless access is available at the library 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just recently, you've been able to download ebooks. If you have a library account, you can log in from home and download ebooks. There's 15,000 of them available at my library. There are approximately 25 computers in the library. And these are for people that don't have a computer, or their computer is down or something like that. I have logged on to them and discovered that they have specialized databases that you can only access if you're sitting in the library on one of the computers. It's not allowed to remote in and do the same thing. I was able to research the local newspapers and go back 15 or 20 years way back in their databases at no charge. Ancestry.com is available to access their databases from the library itself only, like I said. If you're into genealogy, they have legal sites and a great deal of stuff that can be done right there using one of the computers in the library. And even though you can't access those specialized databases from home, there is a lot you can do from home. You can log in and check out books, reserve books, check out books in other libraries in the area, and they will be delivered to your library and somebody will email you and tell you when they're there. And you can check the catalog to see what books are available, when they might be back. There's a wide variety of things you can do from home. I do check out books at my local library very frequently, but I have also been checking out the DVDs. The overwhelming majority of them are no charge. You just check them out just like a book. And you can check out, I believe, six at a time and keep them for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not sure. I actually watched the entire Star Trek Voyager series from the library, checking out their DVDs, all which was free. Now, the latest DVDs, movies that are semi-current, say 2 or 3 months old or something, they do have a rental program, but it's very cheap. It's $1 for 4 days rental, and then 25 cents for each day you keep it after that. It probably varies from library to library, but I've got a lot of use out of that too. From where I live, getting to the main portion of my city, I have to pass the library, so I stop there frequently. And as I said, even as a little boy, I used to spend lots of times in whatever library I lived near. I've always found them extremely useful, and I thought that I would bring this to everybody's attention just in case it's something that's slipped out of your radar and you might be interested in having another look.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.